March 14th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Do not allow any cross to overshadow my intense love for you. I share the cross most easily with those who appreciate it. These are the ones who want to help me to bring souls along the path of salvation. Redemptive suffering is never easy, but is alleviated by thoughts of paradise and those you are helping to convert and come to me. They will all be in heaven to greet you if they choose to be. These days in the world, you do not have easy choices to make. All decisions hinge on your interpretation of good versus evil. Therefore, you must be well-versed in my commandments and the best way to obey them. This is how you will be judged. I do not leave you in the world alone to decide. I send my Spirit into your heart to urge you towards righteousness. Listen to him. Your angel will assist you." A note is given to read Jude 17:23. "But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Another note is given to read Exodus 23:20-21. "Behold, I send an angel before you, to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.